Their voices, I realized, sounded almost identical. They blazed with the same anguish, the same disbelief. I watched Helen shatter, rocking back and forth, trying through blinding tears to apply CPR to the silent little form. Everything else became an unimportant blur. Ghostly figures of her husband, cops, paramedics, dim little echoes of sirens and voices, a church organ. I'd known that the Becketts set out to tear Marcone down out of revenge for what the warring gangsters had done to their daughter, but knowing the story was one thing. Seeing the soul-searing agony the little girl's death had inflicted upon her helpless mother was something else. And suddenly, everything was bright and new again. Helen and her family were laughing again. In a few moments, they were walking again toward the parking lot, and I could hear the engine of the car whose gunman would miss Marcone and kill the little girl as it approached. I tore my eyes away from it, fighting to end the soul gaze. I could not go through that again, could not remain locked in that horrible moment that had shaped what Helen had become. I came back to myself standing, turned half away from Helen, leaning heavily on my staff with my head bowed. There was a long moment of silence before Helen said, "I didn't call anyone in the Ordo, Dresden." She hadn't. Now I was sure of it. If Helen hadn't led the Ordo on a merry chase around town, drawing them out into vulnerability for the Scavis hunting them, someone else had. Priscilla. She'd been the one receiving all the calls, reporting all the conversations with Helen. That meant that she'd been working with the killer, drawing out Anna and the others on his behalf, isolating one of the women from the safety of the group so that he could take them alone. And then I jerked my head up, my eyes wide. Fact 10. In the middle of a Chicago summer, Priscilla, none too pretty a woman, had been wearing nothing but turtlenecks. Priscilla hadn't been working with the Scavis. Priscilla was the Scavis. And I had left her holed up in safety with Olivia and Abby and all those women and children. Predators. The White Court were predators. The Scavis had to know that I was closing in, and that it would not be long before I either caught up to Helen and got the real story, or else figured it out on my own. Fight or flight instincts must have come down on the former. I'd been sent after Helen on purpose. The Scavis had meant to send me herring off after her, leaving him alone with all those targets. No, I hadn't left him alone with the women he'd been tracking. They were no threat to him. The Scavis had decided to fight. He had isolated a target, all right, just as he had while hunting helpless women, one who would present a deadly danger to him should she ever learn his true identity, one who would be distinctly vulnerable, provided he could approach her while camouflaged. Oh, God, I heard myself say. Elaine.